This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan. Yeah.
Do the show, bitch! Satin shoes!
I love winning, man.
Right.
I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
My bad. I forgot. Yeah. I literally forgot.
It has been, it's been 84 years, I think, since the Padres' last victory. Morning, Ben and Woods on a Friday. It's 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, that's my cue.
Yep, that is your cue. Happy Friday. Let's get our heads right-ish. I didn't love winning that game yesterday. I'll be honest with you. I didn't love winning it. I don't like the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they staged a late-inning comeback against the Rockies, which is kind of sad when you think about it. You had Max Scherzer on the mound, and then you go out and you help out the Dodgers. Now, Dodger fans were tweeting furiously yesterday about Padres holding out Machado, blah, 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 and they were mad at the Padres. Like, why would we want to help you? Like, there's nothing in me that would want to help out the Dodgers. They don't need the help. Anyway, I digress. I'm Woodsy. That's Paulie, our executive producer. And Ben Higgins and I are already engaged in a little bit of a battle this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Woods. I don't know why you're denying me.
You have a request.
My pleasure. It's not like it's more than once every 2 years that this happens.
Well, so Ben walks in this morning and goes, get the TVs on. What are we doing? The Ryder Cup. And I go, no, absolutely not. You will not pay attention. I love it. I want to watch it. It's killing me. I'm trying to be disciplined. Your thoughts?
I want to be watching the Ryder Cup so I can keep our Tier 1 listeners, who I'm sure are dying to know what's happening, apprised on a moment-to-moment basis.
Nobody wants that.
Of the, you know, the current match score at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin.
I
can. And then in between that, we can talk about our fantasy football teams.
Right. Nobody wants it.
Yeah, people like the Ryder Cup. It's not,
it's not
your fantasy football team, Paul. This is a major international golf competition. Biennial between the United States of America and the continent of Europe with the best golfers in the world.
Right.
The course right now. We could be watching. We could be talking about it, updating everybody.
You know I want to watch it. You have the...
Like I could tell you right now, Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger just won the second hole to go one up on Lee Westwood and Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Let's do a little bit of, we'll do like we're in therapy, right? So you have the proclivity from time to time to get a little bit. I'm going to bread you, okay? Let's do this. You ready? We'll do a little bread meat. Paulie, if you get me some music, please, of some sort. I'll do a little bread, meat, bread. We'll do a little therapy this morning.
Bread, meat, bread.
Bread, meat,
if you don't know, by the way.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
It's a way of communicating where you compliment, then constructive criticism, and then compliment. You sandwich it. It's an insult sandwich is basically what it is. So I'm going to bread meat, bread bin. Ben, I love you. You are a joy to come work with every day. You're, in fact, the best partner I've ever had. And it's not close. You do have...
That was the bread.
That's the bread. You do have the proclivity to get distracted from time to time, where I'll look over and you'll be looking at your phone, or you'll be looking off into space, or, like yesterday, you were actually asleep, your eyes closed, when I was talking to somebody. Who was our last guest yesterday?
Craig Calcaterra.
Craig Calcaterra. That being said, I realize you work very hard, and I do love you very much. So the fact that you would ask us to put the Ryder Cup on, I just will have to do the show by myself. You can just go sit in your car and listen if you want.
I hear you.
Damn, you're good.
I'm not saying you're entirely incorrect in your criticism. I do have a mind that only really can focus on one thing at a time. And I understand that. I just feel like the Ryder Cup is something that we all... I mean, that could be my job this morning. I could simply be in charge of watching the Ryder Cup and occasionally letting everybody know what's happening in the golf tournament.
Put it on, Pauly. You know what? This is what...
I think that would be a really fun job for me this morning on a Friday. You know, it's like a...
Who's going to run the board then? Because if you put golf on, I'm falling asleep.
It's not the most productive day of the week for most, you know, employees. It's Friday. You're kind of half working on a Friday anyway. And I think that watching the Ryder Cup while I sit here just has a great Friday feel for me.
You know, Jono tweets in, nobody wants that.
And Jay Peterman, no one gives an S about the Ryder Cup. Get your head in the game, Ben. All right, let's... Let's reset it. And, you know, look, I didn't come here this morning. Ben, you're a grown-ass man, all right? I just feel like for our audience, they deserve our undivided attention for 3 hours. And then we're done. Go home, take your pants off, watch the Ryder Cup.
It is true that even at the end of our show, there will probably be the finish of the morning matches, and then an entire another set of afternoon matches to watch.
Exactly.
There's plenty of golf coming up this weekend.
What are we talking about?
There is plenty of golf, and you know, at most, you know, you get 4 points on the line. It takes 14 and a half to win the Ryder Cup. No one's winning the Ryder Cup today. No one's losing the Ryder Cup today. It's simply some positioning for the more important matches as we get deeper into the weekend. So you're right about that. All right, I will...
I do love it. I love it.
I will tell you that Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay just won the first hole in their match against Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter. That's the one I really want them to win.
That's the one I want to win, too, because I'm not a big Ian Poulter guy. I like Rory enough, but boy, I like Xander and Cantlay. Dude, I mean, come on. So yeah, I'm excited about it, too. So hey, welcome in on a Friday. That was a fun game yesterday to watch, for sure, if you're a Padre fan. Got to be fun if you were in the house, you know. And again, they did in fact battle. Yesterday was an actual game where the Padres literally battled and won the game.
They battled.
They did battle. They battled and they won that game. I did, at this point, though, in the season, you know, it's... I'm so torn. I'm so torn.
Let me give you the positive spin here. First of all, we needed to win. Just for our mental sanity.
No. For what, though? Like, what?
Our mental sanity. Losing every single day doesn't just wear on the team. It wears on the fan base. You can't simply lose every single day. So you have to get a little momentum going before you start playing the Dodgers in a few days. If you really want to keep the Dodgers from winning the division, the best thing you could do would be to, you know, win two or three of those games that you're going to play next week.
Now, that would be a blast.
You have to be playing. You don't want to be rolling into that on a 10-game losing streak.
I disagree, because if anything has been proven in 2021 is that momentum does not exist for the San Diego Padres. It just doesn't. How many times did we come in here and go, maybe that hit last night is the spark that gets them going? I want to stab myself when I think about it. I drive home embarrassed, thinking about some of the things that we've said in here this season, Ben, going, man, that one last night, that win's going to propel them, and then they come out the next day and get shellacked.
They've been battling.
They have been battling. Well, and that was a good battle.
I'll throw this at you then. the worst possible outcome for the Dodgers is to have to fight to the very last day of the season to try to win the division and then not win it and not really be set up for then that one game wild card playoff because they've been throwing all their pitching, you know, throughout the entire weekend. If the Giants pull, you know, 3-4 games ahead, the Dodgers can just say, all right, well, we're all wild card now. Let's rest some of our guys. Yes. Let's make sure our pitching's all set up for that one game playoff, likely against the Cardinals, and we'll be ready and rested to go. If you keep the carrot just in front of them, but out of reach, that's actually the worst scenario possible for the Dodgers.
I can buy that. I can buy that. So, hey, great win yesterday. It was fun. It was a fun game to watch. And you love seeing guys like Ha-Sung Kim get a little PT, get in there, not PT, Rindle, playing time, and get in there and hit a bomb. That was nice, man. I like seeing that guy get a little action, a little love yesterday. So I thought Yu Darvish pitched really well. You know, as looking in the sixth inning and two hits, you're like, okay, poor Tim Hill. I saw people yesterday saying, I don't want Tim Hill back on this team. I'm like, I do. I want Tim Hill back. I just don't want him to throw every GD day. How about that? How about we space the guy out a little bit?
It's funny.
Because he's effective. It's remember funny. How effective?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he, as was the entire Padres bullpen at one point in this season, and now it feels like there's no one you can trust. No one. In late innings. You know, Daniel Hudson looked decent yesterday, but even he has had his low moments in the, you know, last month and a half. The funny thing about Tim Hill is tonight the Atlanta Braves come to town to start the three-game-plus series because, remember, they're going to finish that seven-inning rain-suspended game tonight before they play the regularly scheduled nine-inning game.
So weird.
And you know who's actually in the game and on the mound to start tonight? It's Tim Hill. And Jay Stengler said, I mean, he's on.
You don't
he's,
have to,
he's
right?
on the card right now. I could switch him out, but at this moment, he is in the game. So our plan is basically he's going out there to continue his outing that, you know, he left off back in July when this game started, you know, in Atlanta, and will finish tonight at Petco Park.
Tim Hill's like, Skip, are you effing kidding me? I've thrown now. I mean, he threw, you know, through last night, through the day before, or through yesterday, through the night before. He is just, and again, give me Tim Hill, arrested and well, like, rightly used Tim Hill any day of the week. You know, he was so good.
Yeah, he was even good against righties. I mean, he could get guys from both sides of the plate early in the season. He was a key reliever. It's just like the rest of them. Overuse and getting worn out by a starting rotation that didn't throw enough innings early and then lost, you know, guys that forced bullpen days throughout the course of the season. I mean, it is just a worn out Padres bullpen at this point in the season.
Well, and it's a worn out Ben and Woods as well. And I was telling the guys earlier before the show started, I said, man, it's so interesting knowing that this, you know, season's going to come to an end. It's not what we wanted at all. It's not what the guys wanted. You know that. I said, but I'm worn out. Like, we're trying to jam as much Padres stuff as we can into the last, you know, like, we're really, you can kind of tell it's this whole week has just been the majority has been Padres talk. And I think there's something deeper. I think it's psychological, Ben. Like, we just don't want to let it go, right? I mean, we're a show that likes to come in here and screw around a little bit. This week has been mostly all business.
It has. Very strange. Yeah, and that's because it's not fun to lose, and you got to deal with it, and then you can move on and hopefully to better days. I will say that after a few front office moves, which we talked about yesterday, that weren't any, you know, monumental changes for the organization. You do get the sense that there are still things happening behind the scenes are yet to be announced. I mean, we were told, you know, basically that, you know, those discussions are happening right now. There's a lot of moving pieces in the background of the Padres front office at the moment, and we will know more here in the next, you know, week plus as the season comes to an end. For instance, today is our management report. Friday, usually, you know, we'll talk to AJ or Jace or someone else from the front office, and the Padres said, we can't really give you anyone because there's so much discussion and things going on right now.
Yeah.
And they know there are questions to be asked, and they can't
publicly answer them. They either don't have the answers yet or are not ready to share some of those answers at the moment. So, you know, we're not going to have our usual, like, we're asking, hey, AJ wants to come on. they knew we would. We have to ask a lot of tough questions, and, well, and they admitted we would not be able to give you good answers at this point. So they will come on at the end of the season.
Yeah. To be fair, this I don't, and please don't misconstrue this as we are saying that they're ducking us. They're not. They're not ducking us. Right? Ducking would be, hey, we're not comfortable putting a, you know. Bottom line is, there's a lot of things afoot right now, a lot.
No, I agree. I felt like it was actually a respectful move,
yeah,
saying, hey, we don't want to string you along with a, you know, an interview in which it's just there's nothing to give you at this point. We will be on your show when we have lots of news to talk about, yeah, and we will face all
we'll
of those questions.
Peter, we'll hear, yeah, from AJ.
Peter, AJ, the whole thing, you know, at the end of the season, which I would imagine, guys, is probably going to be next Friday. So today, yeah, a little different. We are going to talk to Bob Scanlon, which, dude, I could talk to Scan all day.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He's phenomenal. So,
and that's great. And when it does happen, when we do talk to Peter Seidler, when we do talk to AJ, it'll all happen on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads.
We may speak to Trace Jingler today, too. That's up in the air, trying to get in touch with Trace Jingler later. Shouldn't it be Taste Jingler?
Scooping.
I like Trace.
I like Trace better,
I like
too.
Trace.
That's what the umpire called.
Trace, yes. Hey, this is your last warning, Trace. Here's me. Who the F is Trace?
Well, we found him.
We found
him.
And
he was a huge hit yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Is that not, that's like the most subtle insult, though. Like, you're mad at this umpire, and then the umpire doesn't even know who
it's
you
like
are.
My old producer, Jay Isbell, who's helping run our golf tournament, used to call me Wood. Wood. Hey, Wood! It's Woods, you dick!
I think I told the story when we talked about that umpire and calling him Trace. When I was in elementary school, I got in trouble because I unloaded, finally. I just unleashed
snap
on the playground monitor at recess because, you know, I was being a little jerk or whatever, and she kept calling me Carl.
Carl.
And finally, I just screamed at her. I was like, my name's not Carl!
You are forever Carl. Just yeah, FYI.
And then I had to go to the principal's
Carl
office.
Carl Reindel is amazing, dude. Why can't your name be Carl, producer Carl?
Because my name's Paul. Why can't your name be Wood?
Wood. Hey, Wood!
We'll have our regular Friday conversation with Craig Elston with his streaming television recommendations coming up at our 7 o'clock hour. Take on Woods, Don't Do This, all of our regular features. Talk a little bit about Thursday Night Football last night, and I will, even if I'm not watching every second, I will keep you updated. For the golf fans out there,
I'm a golf fan.
On the Ryder
I'm
Cup this morning.
I'm a literal golf fan.
At Whistling Straits. I listened on the way in, just to the beginning, the crowd,
electric,
the excitement and the energy. It's not like any other.
No.
It's not like the Masters or even the U.S.
No.
Open. There is so much energy at a Ryder Cup. I just think it's really one of the fun events to watch, and you have to wait every 2 years for it to happen.
This time,
3 years because of the pandemic.
This is me, Ben. I want to show you an example of growth. Go ahead and put the thing on. You're an adult. I trust that you'll be able to juggle all the balls that you have.
Well, how about a trial basis?
Yeah, whatever.
If it, you know,
it's called compromise.
If in the, by 7 o'clock you feel like it's just not working, we can turn it back off.
I've been accused of being unflinching and I don't compromise very well. So here's me compromising. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Now it's just a question of whether or not we actually get the channel.
We don't have ESPN here, which is weird because we're a sports station. So hopefully it's on the Country Music Network because I know we have that. So. CMT hopefully has the Ryder Cup today. So,
Paul
yeah,
has a significant Daily Diddy selection, an
yes,
anniversary of sorts, so we'll get to that coming up next as well. Get into our Padres wrap-up and more. Getting started Friday, always fun with Ben and Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Blown away. Just blown away. As 30 years. That's a long time.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you think about it, you know, when we grew up Woods and were like kids in the 80s, music from 30 years ago was like oldies,
yeah,
from the 50s.
Like Elvis.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry.
And now, for kids, you know, from this decade, their 30-year-ago oldie music is Nirvana.
Yeah.
This is an oldie for a kid right now.
I mean, I just turned 31.
Yeah.
This just turned 30.
Still timeless, and it's, you know, it's the my biggest beef about music these days is in 30 years, what moron sports talk radio show is going to be like, hey, Little Nas X's record came out 30 years ago. It still holds up.
If Ben's still doing sports talk, I'd be very excited about the 30-year anniversary of Old Town Road.
Big weekend in the Woods household. Speaking of music, taking my son Bo to his very first concert tomorrow night in Chula Vista. What do they call the place now?
Let's see.
SDCCU State?
SDCCU Amphitheater?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. No, it was North County Credit Union.
North County Credit.
Cricket Wireless. Tours Amphitheater.
Taking my son.
The Amphitheater.
Who's almost four, to his very first concert tomorrow night. And we are, in fact, going to see Kiss.
An even older oldie than Nirvana.
Yeah, buddy. I am so giddy. So I'm doing the...
How many original members still with Kiss?
Two. But, in fact, the guys that are with them now, the guitar player and the drummer, have been in the band longer than the original guys were. So,
really?
Yeah, it's... I mean, they've been around forever. And I'm really excited. It's going to be... I'm interested to see how he reacts. We watch some videos. We listen to the
music. I'm guessing you've been to a Kiss show before?
I have, yeah,
okay.
I have, so... And, you know, the other reason is it's... Going to be one of the. They always say that this is the final farewell, and yet they come back. But you know, you have to. If you learn one thing from the pandemic, there's a lot of bands I wanted to see and I never did, and some of those bands aren't around anymore. So I want to see them one last time and take in the little guy. Now we may be there 15 minutes. I have no idea. but I'm excited to do that with him. It's something I've been looking forward to really since the day he was born. Taking him to his first show. So
now, are you going to? Because the world deserves Bo Woods with the face paint.
I wanted to. So I'm doing the PA at the 1904 game tomorrow. So I've got PA to do. I was going to paint my face as well. Didn't think it would go over well if I was in full face paint for the... And nor is it really comfortable at the soccer match.
It'd be a little weird.
Yes. And I'm sitting there dressed as Paul Stanley. All right, now, bitch, here we go. It's your... You know,
aren't they the same colors?
They are. It's like black and white, but I just think...
you're a super fan.
And so Bo, the other day, I picked him up from school, and I said, hey, you excited for Kiss? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I'm a little nervous. And I go, what are you nervous about? He goes, I don't want to paint my face. I go, buddy, you don't have to paint your face. He has a Kiss t-shirt, and he's going to wear that.
What percentage of fans at a Kiss concert generally do paint their face like the band?
A lot.
It's a lot. You
yeah.
walk around, you'll see a lot of faces painted.
It's going to be great.
Do they know they're not in the band, right?
Yeah, but it's just part of the shtick. It's a little Detroit Rock City. I had to explain the other day when we were driving home from preschool. He was asking me, Dada, what is Love Gun? Said, I can't really explain it to you now. You'll find out someday. He goes, oh, he said mama in that song. He did. He said, you'll never leave me, mama. And so he's, you know, he may be a bit confused, but I'm really excited to take him. It's going to be really fun.
I'm confused by lyrics as well.
Yeah,
so I'm with Bo on that one.
God, I can't wait.
I don't understand most songs.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of symbolism that just goes over my head.
Yeah, love gun, Ben. Could you imagine? He says, you pull the trigger of my love gun. Any idea what that means? And why my almost four-year-old shouldn't be singing.
Did you ever see the movie Role Models?
Oh, yeah. It's genius. Yeah. You pull the trigger of my love gun, Ben.
I'm sure there's a sweet and innocent explanation to those lyrics.
Yep.
All right, so we'll get to our Padres wrap-up. Really was a pretty great game, although I will say the entire series against the Giants, it was nearly 12 hours of baseball over three games. Not fast-played games, and Yu Darvish was part of that. He was very methodical. If it's the other team's pitcher, they're slow. But if it's your pitcher, they're methodical. That's the difference.
If the other team's pitcher gives up 12 hits, he got shelled. If your pitcher does it, he scattered 12 hits around the ballpark, which is always one of my favorite. You know, just little little details in there, Benny. I love that.
You can soften it a little bit if you want for your own team.
Scattered 17 hits around.
Yu Darvish was methodical in yesterday's game, but kept the Padres in it. They pulled it out. We'll get to our Padres wrap-up coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Who are these clowns?
Kiss? You don't know who Kiss is?
No. Never heard of them. They look like idiots to me.
No. Dude, these are four of the smartest guys who ever lived. They're these Jewish guys that grew up in New York, and they put on guitars and makeup to get girls, and all their songs are about...
I'm listening.
Fantastic.
Seriously.
That's so good, dude. Role Models. I bet you $1 billion Ben has never heard of it.
No.
Role Models?
No.
Paul Rudd.
I do like Paul Rudd.
Do you? Because you didn't even finish I Love You, Man. So do you? Is what I ask you. How do you not finish I Love You, Man? It's one of the greatest movies. It's you. You are him.
He might be my favorite actor, like, that's going right now.
He's so good. There's nothing. He's
like, what does he do that you're like, I hated that?
There's
movie.
Nothing. There's you can't look at him and go,
oh, Paul Rudd was terrible in that.
Yeah, is he this generation's Tom Hanks? Paul Rudd. What do you think about that?
That's a good call,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not quite as much, like, serious drama.
No.
You know, it's mostly comedy and some action now
with
the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
but
he could do it.
Yeah.
You
know,
he's so great.
And generally as actors, you know, mature, they'll take on, you know, the comedy actors who take on the more serious roles. Even Bill Murray went, you know, into some drama as well as he got in later in his career. So that's just the career arc you can anticipate for Paul Rudd moving forward.
What is our career arc, I wonder?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I really don't. I'm going to be in here talking.
I mean,
about
it's sports talk radio now, but we've discussed in the past whether we could work on a different format, like a music station.
Sure.
You know, it would be hard for me, obviously, because I want to talk sports nonstop. You've done it though before. You know, are there other avenues for Ben and Woods in the future to take?
I'm open to almost anything. You know, I like to try new things. So.
Speaking of formats, no matter what music you love or when you love to listen, Odyssey's new exclusive stations are expertly curated for sports listeners like you. Download the free Odyssey app today. And just a quick update from the Ryder Cup, the early MVPs. No question about it. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay through three holes, already three up on Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter. Birdie, par, birdie versus the par, bogey, par. For the European team. So they've got the biggest lead, three up. Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger, one up. The Europeans, one up in the other two matches with Jon Rahm and Sergio Garcia up on Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. That one's been back and forth. Thomas and Spieth have won two of the seven holes. Rahm and Garcia have won three of the seven holes. So lots of action in the alternate shot so far at Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin. We'll keep you updated through the morning. Last yesterday, though, the Padres wrapped up their series with the Giants and a dramatic 10-inning win. Get your Padres wrap-up coming up after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
3-2. And a hard hit grounder through the right side. That's a base hit. Hosmer's rounding third. Hosmer's on his way. He will score without a throw. Great at bat. Ha Sung Kim, an RBI single. And now 3-0 San Diego in the first inning. Here's the pitch. And Caratini floats it over Crawford into left center for a base hit. Profar will score. And another run-producing hit for the Padres. Back-to-back two-out RBI singles by Kim and Caratini. And now a 4-0 lead for the Pods in the first inning. 1-1. And Yastrzemski hits it in the air to deep right field. Profar going back, looking up, going to go. Two-run home run for Mike Yastrzemski, his 24th of the year. A couple of extra base hits here in the second inning for the Giants, and they have halved their deficit now. 4-2 Padres. 3-2 to Slater. Great battle here, and he hits it in the air deep down the left field line. Is that thing going to stay fair? It is, and it is gone. A line drive, pinch hit home run. Austin Slater with a three-run shot. The Giants go in front, and they have tied a Major League record with their 17th pinch hit home run of the season. What a battle between Slater and Hill. And on the ninth pitch of the at-bat, a line drive home run over the little fence down the left field line. 5-4 San Francisco. Now the 3-2. Grisham hits it in the air. Deep to right field. Way back. Gonna go. Home run. Trent Grisham. This game is tied in the sixth inning. So much for that lead for the Giants. 5-5 at Petco Park. Here's the 0-1 to Kim. He hits it in the air out to deep center field. Slater going back. Still going back. He's at the wall. It's going to go. Home run. Ha Sung Kim. Padres go back-to-back in the sixth, and they retake the lead. It's 6-5. Now the pitch and a hard hit line drive out towards left center field. Grisham, long way to go. On the run, won't get there. That'll tie the game. Listella digging for two on his way to second, sliding in feet first with an RBI double. Back-to-back two-out doubles for the Giants, and they have tied it up 6-6 here in the seventh. Here's the pitch from Leon. Victor swings, ground ball up the middle, diving stop. Listella coming home, no chance. Profar scores, and the Padres win it. Victor Caratini with a walk-off infield single in the bottom of the 10th inning. And the Padres' efforts against the Giants finally rewarded. They win this game 7-6.
No, they've been battling. They kept fighting, obviously, today as well. And it was nice. Really good first inning, get out with the lead. And, the Giants kind of slugged their way back in it with the two-run homer, the three-run homer. And then the way we battled back and just back and forth the last couple innings, tie it up, and then... to be able to get it there in extra innings. Kim, great job getting the runner over. And, Vic being able to get it in, to get Profar in there. It's nice to, catch a break, not have the ball, go at him, kind of a chopper up the middle. And feels nice to be on that side of it.
It was too little too late to save anything. But the Padres do get a 7-6 win over the Giants yesterday. In 10 innings, it simply keeps them, though, six games behind the scorching hot St. Louis Cardinals with 10 games to play in the season. It would take a virtual miracle at this point for the Padres to make the playoffs. Their elimination number is 5, which means any combination of 5 wins by the Cardinals or losses by the Padres will eliminate them from playoff contention. There are 4 games today because both the Padres and Cardinals have doubleheaders. So, that number, if everything went poorly, that number could be down to 1 as early as tonight.
Awesome.
So that's why I say it would take a virtual, miraculous series of events for the Padres to even still be in it at this time next week would take, the Cardinals completely cooling off. And they have won 12 in a row. They rallied back. They gave up a grand slam early yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, down, 5-0?
It's not like they're taking on a nobody team. They're taking on a Milwaukee Brewers team that's been really good all season. They're down 5-0, and they still find a way to rally back, win their 12th straight. I'll tell you what it feels like to me, Woods, is a little like Rocktober 2007 when the Colorado Rockies were kind of a mediocre team through most of the season, and then they got hot right at the end. Won an insane amount of games, ended up tying the Padres, forcing that game 163, which they won, and then parlayed that. They swept their way right to the World Series before Finally, what, losing to the Red Sox in the World Series, and they just ran out of steam there at the end of October. God. I don't know that the Cardinals can do this, but, man, if I am the Dodgers or the Giants, knowing that that's the team that's waiting for me, if I don't win the NL West, you're going to have to face the hottest team in baseball. If they keep this going and, you know, run into October having won, what, 20 of 22 games or something like that, if they keep on a stretch like this, That's a nervous situation for those teams, you know, that will both won over 100 games and have to put their entire season on the line against a scorching hot opponent.
It's gut-wrenching. And you got to think about this, too. When you're going for the wild card, like the Cardinals are, Benny, they've pulled away. Like, they're good. Their lead in the wild card is good. So you can start manipulating. You can start, if you're Mike Schilt, looking down the road a little bit.
Yeah, I know. They're already talking about Wainwright.
Yep. Let's get this guy a little bit of a blow. Let's get this guy ready. Let's get this guy.
And Dave Roberts has already lined up Max Holy Scherzer shield. For that game as well. So unless the Dodgers catch the Giants, you can pretty much pencil in for that, what, Wednesday?
Scherzer-Wainwright
in the National League wild card game.
Great job.
I mean, I'll look.
Now, if you're
a Dodgers fan,
until yesterday, you would feel supremely confident with Max Scherzer on the mound. It was Coors Field, but he finally got touched up a little bit for the first time, essentially, since he joined the Dodgers. You know, looked human at some point. So, you know, your confidence can't be through the roof if you're a Dodgers fan right now.
Well, it's the dumbest thing, but anything can happen, Benny, in that one game. One ball, you know, checks up and takes a bad hop, and, you know, a million things can happen. I'm really looking forward to the playoffs. It's nice. I guess we'll just be able to watch and just enjoy rooting against the LA Dodgers.
As you said, you couldn't really enjoy the Padres win that much yesterday because it's just not meaningful anymore. Right. But I will say it did remind me of when things were going better early in the season. And what felt familiar was getting contributions from some of the other guys in the lineup, like Victor Caratini. Remember, he had some big hits early in the season.
Yeah.
You know, he had that walk-off home run against the Cincinnati Reds that day when they came back. I mean, he had some big hits in the first month and a half and then essentially, you know, was a nothing offensive contributor for the middle part of the season. Trent Grisham coming through with a home run. Ha-Sung Kim getting a couple of RBIs and a home run. It's hard to win without getting contributions. If you're just relying on your superstars every single night, well, I mean, even those guys are going to have days or weeks where it's just not, you know, balls aren't falling in. They're just not squaring it up. They're not barreling it up. So you need your 6, 7, 8 hitters to sometimes come through with big hits for you. And the Padres got that yesterday, and it felt kind of nostalgic, you know, back to like May. Oh, yeah, remember when we expected to win these games. The Padres would be down a run or two, and you'd kind of, they'll find a way to win this game. You know, they're going to score because their lineup's too deep and too dangerous, and they'll find a way to win these games. That's what they used to do. They did it yesterday, but for the past 2 months, you know, they get down two or three, and you just think, there's no way they can find a way to win this game
now.
Well,
the other thing, too, is how we felt the last 60 days or so is, oh, we've got a lead. We got a one-run lead. That's over. That's going to be gone. I mean, it's just so evident, man, that their strategy at the beginning of the year was just completely wrong. It was just completely wrong. And you know, again, it's not to point fingers. We bought into it. I bought into it. I defended it every single day on this show, every day. Guys, figure it out. It's not that hard. You save these guys. The starters are going to carry us in the second half. It's all going to even out. It didn't. It didn't even out, really. Injuries happen, and just overwork and overuse of that bullpen. And, again, you can never have too many arms. You just can never have too many. And so hopefully lots of lessons have been learned from this really disappointing season, Benny.
Now the Giants left Petco Park after the series, got on their plane.
Yep.
And Kevin Gausman posted a picture of
love of God
getting off on the tarmac in the captain's garb, and then all the sailors, the Giants dressed up as the you know, old timey sailor ship crew.
Well, it's great
behind
bit.
Them. This is something that you generally see at the end of the season. It's dress up day.
Yeah,
for teams on their like last road trip. Guys will get dressed up like it's Halloween. It used to just be the rookies would be like made to dress up, and it was kind of a hazing sort of thing. And I think it became discouraged by Major League Baseball. Like, hazing's not okay here in the year 2021. Now, if you all want to do it and get involved and make it a fun team building activity, go ahead. So you saw the Giants doing their dress up day, their dress up travel day yesterday. And then you also saw some pictures coming out from the Los Angeles Dodgers. With their guys, their starting pitching staff, dressed up like a biker gang yesterday. Woods, did you have any thoughts on biker gang Dodgers?
I mean, the fake tattoos. All right, whatever. Have fun. If our guys did it, I would have been just as mortified. If they had you and Joe and Paddock and anybody else, really, just loaded up with fake tattoos. And Walker Buehler had Uggs on, for God's sakes. Uggs. And I looked at it.
It's supposed to be a little mortifying. Right. That's part
it's supposed
of the
to
joke.
Be. It's the bit. I get it. Right into this world. Really. It was very cringe, but you know what? They're in it. We're not. What can you do? Look, we deserve everything.
I mean, just prepare yourself that when the Padres, when they leave Petco Park, finish their series with the Braves.
At least they get a little heads up now.
And head up to L.A. probably on the bus. They'll probably dress up, or they'll do it on the flight from L.A. to San Francisco before the final series of the season. It's just something that Major League Baseball teams do nowadays in their last week or so of the season, and you start seeing those pictures coming out this time of the year.
Yeah, it was a little embarrassing. It was a little more. I would have been a little mortified. Max Scherzer looked like he was there at gunpoint. Somebody was holding him there.
He probably was.
There was a red dot on the back of his head. If you move, you're gone. Because he looked like he's like, I don't want to do this.
First thing I thought was Max Scherzer did not want to do this.
Credit to him for doing it.
Imagine if they had lost the game yesterday.
Sons of cringeworthy, somebody just said. That's greatness. Thank you, Janine. Yeah, it was. Look, it's a bit. You know me. I love bits. So bits are fun.
It's that a bit. Was a little bit. I'm not going to destroy him over it.
All I tweeted was, that's all I said. That's all I said. And Dodger fans got so mad they're posting, we're 21 and a half games back. All I said was, I just said, That's all I said. I didn't say pee shivers, cringeworthy, nothing. I just said,
I said, tell me you listen to Nickelback without telling me you listen to Nickelback.
That's exactly right.
Good God.
All right, we have a lot to get to in our next couple of hours here on Ben and Woods, including our game of Take on Woods is coming up next. Still looking for some qualifiers for our getaway to Las Vegas. Two nights, $150 food and beverage credits, spa treatments if you want to play our musical trivia game. No, thank you. But invite you all to call in right now. 833-288-0973. And we'll give you the categories when we come back. 833-288-0973. Don't do this. Craig Elston streaming television recommendations. All of your regular Friday 7 o'clock features ahead with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.